We got you here today because you've been doing a bit of screenwriting, and it looks really interesting. So how did you originally get involved with all of that then?
Okay, so it started for me when I was approaching 50. I don't know whether it was a midlife crisis or not really, but I kind of like had a light bulb moment. I felt that I needed to change things in my life, and so I decided that I wanted to go for the degree that I've always wanted to do, and I didn't really know what it was going to be in, but I went to my local uni, which is Butts New Uni, to see what they had. I originally wanted to do a BA in silversmithing because I'd learnt how to do it, but they'd stopped doing the course. They only did an MA, so I had to rethink things. So I went to kind of my second love, which was writing, and they were starting a new course called Creative Writing in Publication. So I kind of thought, oh, you know, there's no way that I'd be capable of doing this. But I went along to the open day anyway, and I met some great tutors. And there was one particular lady called Tammy Riley Smith, and she, you know, I told her that I didn't have the confidence. I said I haven't got any qualifications for starters, and she said you don't need any. You know, she was she's a writer, director of film, she's had an award, I think. And it was her that really kind of gave me the confidence and persuaded me to take it further. So I then went to see the course leader, who's a man called Alan Stroud, who's also, he's a writer of fantasy sci-fi, and also a music composer. And anyway, I went to see him and I enrolled. And so I started, so that was the start of it, really. So at 50... I celebrated my 50th year starting university, and so then over the course of 3 years, one of the modules was script writing, and so I developed a talent for script writing. And so by the end of the 3 years, I'd done really well and got really high marks in the scripts that I'd written. And then a year later, Butts New Uni then collaborated with Pinewood Studios with a master's in screenwriting. And so I enrolled on that and then kind of never looked back, really. So I achieved a master's in screenwriting through the pandemic, no less. And I've written quite a few scripts now.
Very, very cool to be at Pinewood Studios.
Yes.
Of course,
yes,
anybody, really, I'm sure people do realise, but anybody who doesn't realise, it's the home of James Bond, isn't it?
It is. From our little study room, we could actually see the James Bond studio. So it was 007 in great big letters every time you looked out the window. Yeah. So that was pretty cool.
You've seen a little bit of coming and going.
Yes. Unfortunately, never saw anybody famous or any particular film being made. I don't really know why, but it was still fantastic to walk round and see what was going on. And
did you get to go round inside the sound stage where they did a film? Did you have a look in there? Or?
No, that's kind of restricted access into that area. We did try, though.
I'm sure you did.
Yes.
Yeah. I had a friend once who sneaked in with someone he knew, and he had a swimming... They got one of the biggest indoor water sets, haven't they?
Yes, anyway, they have.
And
we
he had a swimming...
We did see that. Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
Everything is huge. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's where they do the submarine shots and all that.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's very, very, very good, isn't it? Being at Pine. Did you ever sort of write short stories and all that before that you went and did all this studying? Or?
Yes. Also, part of my dissertation for my BA was the first three chapters of a novel. So, it's not just script writing that I do. I've all sorts, really, in different mediums. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And have you been sending your scripts off for people to look at? Not enough, I don't think.
I have. I've recently sent. I'm writing a comedy series at the moment, and I sent my pilot episode to the BBC recently. So fingers crossed.
Absolutely.
But you know, there's a lot of competition out there. I haven't. I must admit, I am sitting on quite a lot of material that I should really be getting out there.
Absolutely. Well, you sent me some of it. You gave me like little outlines, and you quite a variety of different subjects as well, comedy and serious stuff as well. Where do you get the ideas from?
I guess I get the ideas from influences as you're growing up. I think really that the revelation for me when I finished, especially my master's, was a lot of where, you know, you come from in the kind of scripts that you write is really your influences, even from a child. And it's quite revelatory, really, when you realise, oh, wow, that's where that came from. But, you know, ideas... so that's the core of maybe what my theme is running through my scripts. And also, there was a lot of very strong women in my life as I was growing up. So a lot of my... and I'm also a very strong woman. So, you know, most of my protagonists are strong female leads, and that came from kind of like lots of things really growing up. But ideas of what your story might be about can really, I mean, really, you've got to kind of read a lot, you know, get out and about, really, listening on conversations for bits of dialogue. I mean, that sounds terrible, doesn't it? You're sitting in a cafe and you're listening to someone. But some of what you can pick up is diamond, really. Just really researching, you know, finding something that you might be interested in, you know, reading news every day, because something will spark an idea.
Well, with the dialogue, it's trying to make it sound real, isn't it?
Yes. And the secret to that is to keep it very short. Because next time you're watching a film, if you listen to what the actors are saying, it's usually kind of like one line, two lines, that's it. And, you know, a lot of is show, don't tell, really, when you're kind of like picking up emotions and what someone wants to say. That sometimes it's not about dialogue, it's about, you know, showing and telling.
So when you're screenwriting, you have to write the description of the scene as well as the lines as well?
Yeah, you do, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you have to... You don't want to do the director's job. They don't like that, directors. So you can't... You don't give too much, but you don't want to give too little either, because then they haven't got any idea what it is that's wanted within the scene.
And is the comedy that you'll work on, is that the one Dodgy Capers?
Yes.
Can you tell the listeners a bit about Dodgy Capers?
Yeah. So Dodgy Capers is about two young women in our times today. They're both from London. I've given most of the main characters in Dodgy Capers, I've given them designer names. I mean, if it was ever produced, I wouldn't be able to use probably these designer names because it wouldn't really be allowed. But for me, writing them, and so the lead characters are Coco and Chanel, and you know, they're in their early 20s, and they're chances, really. And you know, they just go about life just not really caring much about what they're doing. They just want to earn some money, and so they get involved in things that they know nothing about, and you know, may have looked at a YouTube vid the night before, and so the pilot episode is in a hairdresser's, and they've, you know, looked at some vids the night before, and the owner of the hair salon thinks that they know they're qualified hairdressers. Of course they're not, and she's leaving them in charge for the day. So it's quite a farcical You know, there's lots of things happening, but the series basically is about how they accidentally kill the local gangster boss's henchmen, and each episode the, you know, henchman dies, and they've got to try, you know, they, what are they going to do with the body, what, you know, and it's just this farcical, complete and utter chaos.
Wow.
I hope very funny.
Yeah. It sounds like a great idea. And this is one you've sent off to the BBC, is it?
So that's one? I've sent them the pilot off to the BBC, yeah.
Mm. But then you do serious stuff. Tell us a bit about, is it Xena?
Xena is a period drama. It's I've written the pilot full length episode for Xena, yeah, and it's based around a true story that is in World War II Russia, and Xena is her real name is Zinaida Portnova, and she was a young warrior, basically. She was 15 when the Nazis invaded Russia. It was my niece that gave me the idea. She'd seen something on Pinterest, and she said that people were asking why Zinaida Portnova's story had never been really been told. So she said, would it be something that you might want to do? So I looked at it and I thought, yeah, I really would. Didn't have a lot to go on because there's not a lot of information that I could get, but the basic story is that she, at 15, she joined the teenage Russian partisan movement, and she was taught how to, you know, use guns and how to deal with propaganda and everything else. And by the time she was 16, she managed to get a job in a Nazi garrison in, this is in Belarus in Russia, and she put poison in the food, and she managed to kill over 100 Nazis, and they did suspect her. Backtrack. Her hatred for the Nazis came about when her and her sister had gone to Belarus. They used to go to the summer camp, and they stayed with their grandma. And the Nazis came to the farm, and they took her grandma's cows away. And her grandma tried to stop it, and they pushed her to the ground, and it was then that she kind of realised just how evil these guys could be, and so that was what started it for her. And then so eventually she got the job in the Nazi garrison, and they did suspect her, and so to throw them off, her grandma fed her whey so that it really made her quite sick, and so then she was able to kind of go back to work, so they didn't suspect her. And then but then she managed to kind of escape, but to cut a long story short, she was caught by them in the end, and they tortured and killed her. Mm-hmm. And she was 17 when she died, but you know, she, the whole story is just amazing.
Yeah, you probably had to do a lot of research.
I did, and I also had to, you know, make up, bring some drama in, that, you know, to kind of pad out the story, and to give her, I gave her a first love, and he was quite involved in the training, and they did quite a lot together. And I killed her grandmother off. You know, she actually died from, you know, you know, there's lots of things that I bought in, to make this story more.
Yeah, it sounds like a great story, very interesting.
Yes, Yes.
Mm. And you've done all these other things as well. Quite a mixture of subjects that you've got here, isn't it? It's sort of a bit of sci-fi here and there, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, my feature film, Generation Cas 9, is a psychological thriller with sci-fi elements.
Mm.
Yeah. I might be berated as a writer, a screenwriter, and not sticking to one genre. I like to think that I can write in more than one genre, because some people can.
Yeah.
But generally, you know, most screenwriters will stick to the one genre, but I like to challenge myself.
Well, what I've seen looks really interesting. Can you let us know how things go?
Yeah, of course.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed at the BBC.
Thank you.
Lovely.
Thanks.
And thanks for coming in today, Norley.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you for inviting me.